Good morning, Lewis, and welcome to the UK Business Morning.
Morning, Alice, and thanks for having me. I see.
So, starting with the latest news, three men have been found guilty of carrying out an arson attack on a warehouse in East London.
Wow, that is so cool. The prosecution said the attacks were ordered by people linked to Russia's paramilitary Wagner Group.
Right, the verdicts were delivered by a jury at London's Old Bailey yesterday.
And the men found guilty were Nir Khoja Mensa, Jakeem Rose and Agnias Asmina. They were all 20-something, right?
Yes, Nir Khoja Mensa is 23, Jakeem Rose is 23 and Agnias Asmina is 20.
And Paul English was cleared of the same charge. He's 61.
That's right. The attack in March 2024 targeted the warehouse units of Odyssey, a company shipping humanitarian aid and Elon Musk's Starlink satellite technology to Ukraine.
Oh, so the company is involved in humanitarian aid, as well as Starlink tech.
Exactly. The prosecution said the attacks were ordered by people linked to Wagner via a network of chat forums on Russian social network Telegram.
Wait, so the coordination was through Telegram?
Yes, Moscow's proxy military force Wagner is banned in Britain as a terrorist group.
And another man, Dylan Earle, 21, a British man who last year pleaded guilty to an offence under the UK's new National Security Act.
Right, David Cawthorne of the Crown Prosecution Service's Counter-Terrorism Division said the arson was carried out on behalf of the Wagner Group, a private military contractor connected to the Russian state.
That is quite a big claim, right?
Yes, it is. Another man, Jake Reeves, 24, last year pleaded guilty to accepting payment from a foreign intelligence service.
So, there's a network of individuals involved in this.
Indeed, and the attack targeted companies associated with prominent Russian dissident Evgeny Chichvarkin.
So, the plot was coordinated by Dylan Earle, and the attacks were on behalf of the Wagner Group.
Right, the prosecution said it was a coordinated effort through a network of chat forums on Telegram.
And the men involved are mostly young, in their 20s.
Yes, with the exception of Paul English, who was 61.
So, this shows how even younger individuals are being recruited into these kinds of activities.
That's a very valid point, and it highlights the ongoing challenges the UK faces with regards to security threats from abroad.
Absolutely. And it also shows the importance of the National Security Act in tackling these kinds of threats.
Right, the case underscores the need for vigilance and cooperation between law enforcement and international partners.
And it's interesting to see how technology like Telegram is being used to coordinate these activities.
Yes, it does raise questions about the regulation of social media platforms and their role in facilitating such activities.
So, what's next for these individuals?
Well, the sentencing will come next, and the prosecution will likely seek the maximum penalty for such serious charges.
And the case could set a precedent for future cases involving foreign-backed activities in the UK.
Exactly, it's a complex and evolving landscape, and this case is a clear example of that.
Thanks for the overview, Alice.
You're welcome, Lewis. We'll keep you updated on any developments in this case.